Hello everyone, it's nearly the end of the 2nd of July. In fact, it's about 5 minutes to midnight, and I thought I'd better record my second audio moo. Does anybody know where the actual, how come we're all doing these audio moos? Where did it originate? Did Audio's Boo suggest it? Or, you know, where did it actually come from? And how? Because I've, the only reason I'm doing them is I've seen other people do them and sort of jumped on the bandwagon as well. But I wondered how it all came about. I know there's a website called audiomo.net, but I don't know why we're all doing audio mo's. I don't quite understand that, but never mind. Who cares? Don't really have much specific to talk about today. It's been pretty uneventful. Went into, had my session with a rehab worker who has shown me some mobility and orientation around this area. And I have to say, some of these rehab workers are good and some of them aren't. She's a very nice lady, but I don't think she should be doing the job she's doing. She's quite self-absorbed, likes to talk about herself a lot. And we went out shopping and she wanted to look at jeans for herself and for various other things. So it was a bit of a waste of time. It's lucky that because we're not going to be here sort of long term, and because I won't need to know my way around this particular area long term, I don't really need to worry too much about learning too much in detail. I mean, she's a nice lady, don't get me wrong. It's not that I dislike her. She's quite self-absorbed and she likes to talk about herself and she's got a lot of problems. And so it turns into a bit of a counselling session with me doing the counselling, which I don't mind because that's the kind of field of work I would like to go into. So I don't mind doing that. So did that this morning, came back, had some healthy lunch and that, and then did my RNIB voluntary group talking sport because I'm a volunteer for them. Facilitate a group on a Tuesday afternoon, did that. Caught up with some programmes on TV that I'd recorded, made Slimming World chili for dinner and had that, and it was nice, and had a bath, and so it's been quite, you know, it's been a fairly steady day, but fairly uneventful, really. Hasn't been much going on. The rest of the week, tomorrow we'll be going swimming and stuff like that. But yeah, not a lot else really to report today. Hopefully they're forecasting we may get a heat wave, and that would be rather nice. I'd say at the end of the week. So that would be quite nice. Something else I found out today, and this, you may all know this already, but and I may not be telling you anything you didn't know, but I always find it difficult to strain rice. Well, particularly at the moment, because we don't have a colander up here. It's the colander that we had down in Kent. So actually, I have a colander at the moment. So draining rice, I have always found quite difficult. So I've always just bought, I always find it goes very starchy and lumpy and just not nice. I never managed to get nice fluffy rice. So what I tend to do is buy the Uncle Ben's, what I call ping ping rice, in the bag, and you just bring it in the microwave and, you know, get it out, and that's it. But I thought, well, I don't know whether there's any oils and things in that, and because I'm doing the Slimming World, I thought I'll use the normal stuff. And I was talking to the rehab worker about this today, and she said to me, because she cooks a lot of rice, if you put your rice on the stove, you bring it to boil and put your salt in and all that, let it come to boil and then simmer it, put the temperature right down and put the lid on the saucepan, leave it for 12 minutes, all the water will evaporate into the rice and you'll not have to strain any rice. It'll all be, you know, it'll all be nice, just ready for you to serve on the plates. And it'll be nice and fluffy and it'll turn out how, you know, you'd want rice to. And I have to say, I was a bit sceptical, but I thought, right, I'll give it a go. And absolutely right, it does. It turns out very light and it turns out fine, no problems, and you don't have to drain it. So for anybody who didn't know that, I just thought I would share that one with you. Must be nearly midnight, so I'm going to send this off and I will be back to you tomorrow and see what we can chat about then. I should try and think of a topic of discussion for tomorrow. Bye for now, everyone.